Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Deadspin? They're kinda sorta sorry for calling a 9-year-old a racist. Anthony Fauci has no need for his faith. He has got everything under control. And Donald Trump is here to be your liberator and savior. Do you notice a trend with these two individuals? Also, mRNA vaccines may make your body attack itself, something that COVID-19 actually doesn't do, but the authors of the study want you to be assured that, don't worry, mRNA technology is totes amazing. It just needs to be tweaked to work properly. Never mind those 1 billion people who got those shots. Anyway, I'm Andrew Coppins, and this is Critical Thinking. Good Monday to you all. I hope you had a great weekend as we climb ever closer to Christmas. The days just, they keep flying. We've got a ton going on in the Coppins household, so I get it. Like, I literally last night took a deep breath and went, oh my gosh, it's 11 days into December already? How is that possible? But, folks, we have got an absolute ton to get into today. So, last story first or first story last? Deadspin or mRNA COVID jabs? mRNA COVID jabs or... Yeah, let's go with the mRNA COVID jabs. Because a new paper in Cell, which Alex Berenson over at Unreported Truth, his Substack, reports, well, the mRNA COVID shots are causing our bodies to make many different proteins, not just the COVID spike protein it promised was the only thing that was there to do. Oops. Don't pay attention to all of those other things that are happening to your body while you get these jabs. They're totally safe, totally effective, except for none of that's actually true. What in the actual heck are the details here? Without getting way too boring for you, here are the basics that you need to know. Number one, mRNA is four simple molecules linked together in long chains. The COVID shot was, like all other previous attempts to make mRNA work, it was an attempt to alter just one of those four molecules in a subtle tweak of the chemical structure to then trick your body into attacking the spike protein for COVID-19 specifically. That's the quote-unquote beauty of mRNA shots, is that it doesn't have the wide-ranging. It is just simply targeting so that your body over and over again can replicate that ability to fight it off. Now, what are we finding out? About 4 years, maybe, well, 3 years down the road? Well, number one, according to this study in Cell, which is a huge publication in the scientific world, okay? This is an academia, you know, think New England Journal of Medicine, that type of thing, okay? But what we are finding out is, number one, the COVID jabs, mRNA, does not leave the body as quickly as they thought it does. According to multiple studies, not just one study, but multiple replicated studies, they're seeing the spike protein and mRNA technology in your body for up to 60 days, not the 24 to 48 hours. See, the beauty was that they're supposed to implant into your mRNA, and then the rest of it goes away. Go into your system, it goes away. Up to 60 days, not 24 to 48 hours. That's number one. Number two, what they're also noticing is that the jabs only produced spike protein, not so much. It turns out a whole bunch of extra proteins are being created and creating a lot of potential seen and unseen issues for humans right now. How bad is it? Well, according to the paper and Berenson's work, quote, in all, almost 10% of the proteins that the mRNA COVID jabs make the body produce appear to be wrong, rather than the intended spike protein. So, in layman's terms, 10% of those things that are produced by the shot are beyond the scope of COVID. That's a problem in a body of, well, tens of millions of cells and blah, 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 right? When you begin to alter, you are literally putting into your body something that contains extra stuff that it wasn't supposed to. That has both intended and unintended consequences, the like of which we really don't understand the depths of. Oh, and then lest you think that this would be just a byproduct, by the way, of COVID and other shots outside of like the Pfizer and the Moderna shots, right? Well, you would be wrong. Because those proteins, those extra 10%, right? They're not found in people who get COVID naturally. COVID isn't producing extra proteins into your body that your immune system then attacks, okay? Without getting too into the weeds of T cells, B cells, all of those things, okay? What you need to know is that when you get COVID, your body attacks COVID. That's how you get better naturally. Your body learns about it, attacks it, sees it as bad, attack, attack, attack. That's why you get sick. Your body produces those immune system responses, right? Again, they're not found in people who get COVID naturally. They're also not found in AstraZeneca's DNA-based shot. So people who got AstraZeneca's shot, which really wasn't a thing or a big thing here in America, this was more overseas. And you can take or leave what AstraZeneca gave for its efficacy. I don't care. The reality is that this is not seen. This is not replicated. It is not known to exist with that shot. But Berenson continues in his report to say the following. The authors also reported they could find a biological response to the wrong proteins in mice and in humans. They warn that these proteins, quote, could activate T cells that target host cells, and that their other effects, quote, could include increased production of a new B cell antigens, unquote. T and B cells form the core of our immune system. So in other words, the mRNA jabs may accidentally, quote unquote, cause the body to attack its own tissues, as well as make antibodies that don't work against the spike protein. Do you see the problem here? We are injecting into at least 1 billion people. Well, not necessarily 1 billion people. Well, actually, it is 1 billion people. It's about 3 billion shots, which tells you a whole hell of a lot. But 1 billion people, some of which 5, 6, 7 times now, have injected themselves. And when your body is being tricked into attacking itself, those of us who have autoimmune issues, those of us who have things like Crohn's disease or gluten sensitivities or celiac or other autoimmune issues, it is our body attacking itself. It is taking healthy cells and healthy gut proteins and this, that, and everything else, and turning them into bad and giving us bad responses, making us sick. Okay? Our bodies are unhealthy. And we were told we were the ones that had to take all of these things because, oh my God, if you didn't, can you imagine what your body is going to do? You've got an autoimmune issue. Take it, take it, take it. We have no clue, no earthly idea what happened to our bodies. We have no clue the long-term, the short-term, the long-term ramifications to those who are already predisposed to these things. What we do know is that those who have been predisposed to heart issues have seen an exacerbation of heart issues. we do know that there are large reports of massive issues for people getting these jabs who magically get autoimmune issues, who are magically getting myocarditis and pericarditis, and are seeing heart palpitations and arrhythmia, blood clots, all sorts of things that we don't know necessarily are 100% provable to be from the COVID-19 jabs. But the thing that's been introduced into the ecosystem, if you will, of the human being in those cases, the only thing that's really changed is what? Getting the COVID-19 jab over and over and over and over and over and over again in some of these people, but once, twice, three times, not so lucky. All of this for a disease, a virus, the vast majority of us don't have any issue with. We get a little sick. We get sometimes bigly sick, right? To use a word from Donald Trump, we get majorly sick. And then we get healthy again. And we get over it in 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it might be. But for 1 billion people in this world, this is an irreversible thing for them. We're only scratching the surface, the tip of the iceberg, whatever you want, whatever terminology you want to use there. We have proof now that the mRNA COVID-19 shots from Moderna, from Pfizer, they have the potential to alter your system forever. That was what we were told was not possible. That was what we were told is, don't worry, take the shot. This isn't going to happen to you. There's no long-term ramifications. As somebody who lives with an autoimmune issue, I can tell you right now, those things just don't go away. You can help yourself with bettering your diet and cutting out foods and treats and liquids and things like that that cause you to react. You can take maybe some medication. You can supplement vitamins and do this and do that and try to be as healthy as you possibly can for your body's sake. But you can never protect against it all the time, every time. Some of us have way lesser autoimmune issues than others. But what about those people who were predisposed to heart issues? What about those who had heart issues that were undiagnosed? And you've altered the mRNA and thus their body's ability to understand T cell, B cell, all of that stuff. What have we done to ourselves? All in the name of hysteria. And look, I understand the pain. I understand it deeply of those who have lost loved ones. I get it. My best friend lost his brother to COVID-19. Okay? I understand it intimately. I understand that pain. But what I also understand is, unfortunately, he is of the vast minority that was a result. And no earthly idea if a shot would or wouldn't have done anything. And you can play the woulda, shoulda game over and over and over again. But what I do know is that for the vast majority of us, we were sold an absolute set of lies. We were manipulated, we were lied to, and they knew it. This isn't just that they kind of tweaked around the edges a little bit. This is irreparable harm. And whatever immunity was granted, I'm going to be interested to see what happens with Ken Paxton and his lawsuit. I believe Florida has also put themselves in that lawsuit. But I want people to understand this. This is not a case of them getting immunity for things going wrong. This is a case of them telling the government, the American people, everything is honky-dory, A-okay, and literally lying about it all. They sold an absolute bill of goods. And a billion people with about 3 billion shots bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. And what does this do to our society going forward? Because the more autoimmune issues you have, the less healthy our society becomes, the more susceptible to other diseases, the more susceptible to pain and suffering, and yes, death, that people have. I'm going to be very interested to see if we can find some correlation, maybe not causation, but correlation first, then looking at causation of things like increased Crohn's disease, increased gluten sensitivities, increased celiac disease, increased other heart issues and autoimmune issues more broadly. Are we going, can we say here it was pre-COVID, here it is post-COVID, and let's study the group of those that are unvaccinated and those that were vaccinated, and let's take a look at the difference. And the group that I would love to test the most would be children. Why? Because they're the ones that, as we go along, are going to have the most long-term ramifications of this. I would specifically like to see the group that would be from about 10 to 18. I would like to see that group and then follow them for the next 5-10 years and see where those numbers come out versus the natural arc. I would love to see it. Here's the problem. We're being told, oh, but we just don't be alarmed. We know what we did wrong this time. And if we just tweak it the next time, these things are going to totally revolutionize. How about no? How about you all go to hell? How about you never, ever get to produce this ever again? Just saying. Just saying. Speaking of going to hell, speaking of playing God, we have the science registered trademark, the truth trademark. Our Lord, Savior, President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, with the BBC, deciding to tell us he doesn't need God and he's beyond God because his moral and ethical code are so strong.
The Dahlgren Chapel where Chris and I were married.
That's where you were married, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you still go there?
No.
You don't practice anymore, do you?
I don't, no.
Why?
A number of complicated reasons.
Go on. We have a whole corridor.
First of all, I think my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. And I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church that you're very well aware of. I'm not against it. I identify myself as a Catholic. I was raised, I was baptized, I was confirmed, I was married in the church. My children were baptized in the church. But as far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing that I don't really need to do.
This is not how this works in any way, shape, or form. You are not Catholic, Anthony Fauci. You were once Catholic. And like I said on X, which you can follow me at The Coppin Show, by the way. Like I said on X yesterday, I'm going to get on my knees and pray for you and pray for your conversion back to the faith and your hopefully hubris and humbling of yourself to come your way so that you may receive Christ, so that you may receive God in his fullness. Because that is some absolute God complex shit, if you know what I mean. I just, what in the bonkers devil's playground hell is that? That's what I want to know. That's literally what I want to know at this point in time. What in the absolute bonkers hell is that? I'm above it. My moral code and my ethics are so strong. You mean the ethics that made you the richest person in the United States bureaucratic apparatus? You mean the ethics that allowed you to attempt to play God with gain-of-function research? There's nothing ethical, moral, or good about what you have been doing. Lest we remind you of all your lies. Have you repented of your lies? Have you repented? Have you asked for forgiveness? Not one damn time in my entire life, by the way. Because that's how long you've been in government. So, I pray for your soul. I pray for your return to the church. I really do. May God have mercy on you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Whether you want to receive him or not. But that is just holy Moses, Mary and Joseph bad. Just, I don't need a pro forma, don't need it in my life, don't want it in my life. I'm not really practicing it. If anybody wonders how you get like the leftist Jew out there that is pro-Hamas and oppressor versus oppressed narrative in the Middle East, this is the same thing. I culturally identify this way when it's convenient for me. I have a cultural identity there, and I grew up this way. But I actually don't care about it and practice it, and more importantly, I don't believe it. And look, there are lots of lapsed Catholics, and do I attend church every single Sunday? No. But I practice my faith. I am open about that. I read the Bible as much as I can. I attend Mass as much as I can. I keep my Sundays as open for that as much as I can. I am part of the Knights of Columbus at my church. That speaks all the volumes you need to know. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. There's only one perfect human being ever, and that was our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, as I have talked about time and again. But birds of the same feather always flock together. And we've got this from one Donald Trump.
But unlike crooked Joe Biden, I'm running to liberate America. We want to liberate America because we're in a country that's in a lot of pain right now, a lot of hurt. This campaign is a righteous crusade to rescue our nation from a very corrupt political class. They are corrupt. They're incompetent, and they probably hate our country. No longer will the men and women of America pay tribute to the people who threw open our borders, flooded our communities with deadly drugs, sold our jobs to China and other foreign countries, colluded with the big banks, conspired with corporate media, corrupted our government, and unleashed murderers, rapists, and gang members, savages all, to prey on innocent people that walk the streets of our cities. They want Americans to be weak and poor, confused, divided, and afraid. Why they want that, I don't know. It's the only thing I can't figure out. Why they want that, I don't know. If you put me back in the White House, however, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again. It'll be a free nation.
Really? You see, you're the liberator, the savior. The things that Anthony Fauci, excuse me on this, the science trademark, the truth registered trademark, our Lord Savior President Dr. Anthony Fauci, and former President Donald Trump have in common is the absolute narcissism. They're both absolute narcissists. Some would suggest sociopathic, but at least narcissistic. And he's your liberator. He is the great liberator of America. Like I said on X, again, you can follow at the Coppin Show. I posted over there yesterday. Why didn't you? Nobody from the MAGA Forever crowd can answer one simple question. Why didn't it happen the first time? Oh, because he was just getting warmed up and he totally didn't know how to deal with the bureaucracy. The bureaucrats that, like, he didn't fire Fauci, which he could have done, by the way. He could have gone to the head of NHS and said, fired. You're fired if you don't fire him. Fired. You're all gone. We're wiping house. We're cleaning house, I should say. He could have done that. He didn't do Christopher Wray. He didn't, you know, XYZ, he never really did. And oh, by the way, he actually deported less people than Barack Obama did during his tenure as president. In his the four years available. When we were actually seeing a spike in illegal immigration to this country. Part of the problem that exists today is Donald Trump's problem. Whether you wanted to build a wall or not build a wall, whether you wanted immigration reform or no immigration reform, whatever the realities of your personal politics are in this issue. The reality is the numbers are the numbers here. Around every issue and around every corner, Donald Trump had the opportunity, especially with having both the Senate and the House, the first couple of years that he was in office, to have done all of these things and did exactly none of them. Now, he did change some of the tax code, which isn't a permanent change. He did change some of these things for the better. He did do some good. There's no doubt about that. I think the Abrahamic Accords and all of those things were a great positive. But he wants to liberate so that you're free. He believes he's some great champion of liberty. No, he's a great champion of Donald John Trump. And that's it. He only cares about the words coming out of his mouth to make himself look good. There is no track record of him being a great liberator for anybody. Here's the other shoe that needs to drop on this. Whom has he been helpful to and liberating for? Of the January 6th defendants, the people that are rotting in jail for simply stepping foot and taking a selfie in the Capitol. While we see the videos coming out where the Capitol Police are literally firing tear gas into crowds that were absolutely peaceful, they were not pushing, they were not doing anything wrong at all. They just shot right into him. Who are you liberating there? Who are you helping? Whom have you helped besides yourself, your legal defense fund, and that's it? The answer is nobody. Oh, but we liberated the people from, you know, drug offenses and drug crimes and nonviolent offenders, the left's pet project. You got that done, but you couldn't do anything to work from a perspective of pure liberty. And I have yet to see any MAGA Forever person who has a cogent argument, has a clear argument for how Donald Trump is a liberator. What evidence exists? There is none. It is pure emotional manipulation. These people, Anthony Fauci, the Science Registered Trademark, the Truth Trademark, Lord Savior President Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Donald Trump have in common is it is about them. They are above you. They are above God. They are above reproach. They have pure ethics. I would just ask one simple question to both of them. If you believe that you are morally good and ethically good, where do those morals and ethics come from? When we finally strip away the veneer and the BS, the manure, it comes from God. It comes from natural law. It comes from the law of nature's God. Now, before we go any further, do not forget, folks, it is coming up very close to the deadline, if you will, to be able to order things online and get them in time for Christmas. So if you are considering a Christmas gift for that coffee lover in your family, they have really cool gift boxes that include nuts and coffee drops and all sorts of things. And, of course, ground coffee over at our friends at coffeebrandcoffee.com. That's right. You can go to coffeebrandcoffee.com. Check out those gift boxes. There's some deals still going on. So please check them out before they are completely sold out. Go to coffeebrandcoffee.com. Enter the promo code CriticalThinker at checkout. Again, that is coffeebrandcoffee.com. Enter the promo code CriticalThinker at checkout for 10% off of your purchase today. All right. So we talked about Fauci and Trump in what I believe is the devil's work. That is literally the devil speaking through them. Notice the language of Ron DeSantis and other candidates, by the way, who not necessarily are making liberty or liberation about them. They're making it about you. Notice the shift in language and the difference in the language. That's important. But anyway, speaking of language and the importance of language, Deadspin and Karan J. Phillips, the most racist writer in sports history, as far as I'm concerned, an absolute douche nozzle of a writer, wrote an article basically attempting to let you know that this little kid, this little 9, 12-year-old kid, whatever, is a racist because he went to a Kansas City Chiefs game in full headdress and then he had blackface on, except for many other shots of that game showed him in black and red face. And then when confronted with that, he goes full on even worse racist because, well, then that's not the flex you think it is. It's because, you know, oh, he's actually more racist against Indians, except for he's allegedly, reportedly a member of the Chumash tribe or something of that nature out in California because his grandfather's on the board of that tribe. That would make him necessarily part Native American. Nah. In that article, they basically insinuate that this child is a racist and the NFL cannot allow racists in their stadiums, and what the hell is going on, right? Well, they threatened legal action. And Deadspin, well, they kind of sort of learned a lesson from their fine friends at Gawker, which used to own Deadspin before Gawker got their ass sued into oblivion. You see, according to the Washington Examiner, because I refuse to go to the actual source and give them any of my clicks, by the way, I'm just not going to Deadspin. Karan J. Phillips, I've been a proud member of the blocked crowd since 2018 because I refused to bow down to his racist BS back then. So we're talking 5 years ago. But this trash organization, according to the Washington Examiner, they say they're sorry. Sorry that you actually didn't read the article for the intention of the article, you see. It wasn't that they were trying to make this kid into a racist. It's the NFL that's a bunch of racists. No, I'm not kidding you. This is from the Washington Examiner's piece about Deadspin. Quote, Its original title was "The NFL Needs to Speak Out Against the Kansas City Chiefs Fan in Blackface, Native Headdress." But it is now, "The NFL Must Ban Native Headdresses and Culturally Insensitive Face Paint in the Stands," updated. This is the other part of the update. Quote, on November 27th, Deadspin published an opinion piece criticizing the NFL for allowing a young fan to attend the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Las Vegas Raiders on November 26th, wearing a traditional Native American headdress, and, based upon the available photo, what appeared to be black face paint. The editor's note reads, quote, unfortunately, the article drew attention to the fan as it continues, though our intended focus was on the NFL and its checkered history on race, an issue which our writer has covered extensively for Deadspin. The header photo now includes NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and not the fan, by the way. The Washington Examiner quotes him again, saying that the story's intended focus was the NFL and its failure to extend those rules to the entire league. The note goes on. No, it actually wasn't about the entire league. No, it was not anything about examining the racial bias of the NFL in the past and how they need to overcome that or any of the other BS that they just spun. This is racism first, then an attempt to cover up for that, and then an attempt to gaslight as they lie to you. So they lie about this individual, then they lie, and then they gaslight you. It's not about banning Native headdresses or this or that or anything in between. Karan J. Phillips' article and Karan J. Phillips' entire quote-unquote sports writing career, aka race-baiting career, his entire existence from a professional standpoint, is about racial grievance. And he can't exist without creating racial grievance where none actually exists. Now, was the NFL racist in 1950s, 1960s? Probably. There were probably a bunch of racists, right, in existence, except for there were a lot of black players already in the league. Whatever. But the NFL hiring process, but this, but that. Except for we're seeing way more black athletes see coaching as a avenue post-NFL career or post-college career, whatever have you, than in the past. That is all feeding itself at this point in time. We're worried about the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, are actually named after, allegedly, the nickname of the mayor of Kansas City that brought the Chiefs to Kansas City, lest you remember they were the Dallas Texans first. Lest you forget that. How convenient. Should the Houston Texans not be named the Houston Texans? Because isn't that just a representation of all Texans? That argument falls apart because you say the same thing about the Irish or the Fighting Irish and this, that. So what nicknames are good for the race police like Karan J. Phillips? What nicknames? Just only animal nicknames, or is that just bad because it gives bad reputations to bears and eagles and all of that? Just curious on that. But this is absolute 1,000% gaslighting, representing an attempt to cover their ass so they don't get sued. And by the way, I would absolutely still sue over the original article, even if they corrected the article, because they didn't correct the premise of the article. And also the lie that was the only available photo. BS, by the way, because That boy was shot probably a half a dozen times in about 30 frames during the game. So what are you talking about? The damage was done. It took almost 2 weeks to correct. That's not how this game works, by the way. You're still liable for your libel and your slander. So, to the family, great, you got them to change the headline of the article. Nothing else about the article changed. Not a single thing other than an editor's note that attempted to explain away. They didn't really mean to call the kid a racist. They were just talking about the NFL more broadly. Don't look at the picture. Don't look at the intent of the headline. Again, let's go back to this because remember, the headline, the original headline, was the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface, native headdress. The absolute intention of that headline is to make you believe that the Kansas City Chiefs allowed a racist kid, and therefore a racist parent probably, into the game and did nothing about it. That was the actual intention of Karan J. Phillips and the editors. Because let's be real about this. Karan J. Phillips likely never wrote the headline, okay? That's not how a lot of this works. You might suggest a headline, and then you have a copy editor and your editors, and you have SEO people who take a look at it and try to find a way to get this to the top of the search engines and the Google, blah, 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 blah. The absolute intention was to make you click on that because, holy crap, the Kansas City Chiefs are a racist organization. That's the intention of that. And also, by the way, that means that the kid is racist. The gaslighting by Deadspin here will not save them, should not save them. Continue to sue the ever-loving crap out of these guys. That's the reality of this. That's what they deserve. They deserve, along with Karan J. Phillips, to never write again, to never exist in the sports writing space, to never exist, period, point blank. It was already a trash publication. It has been ever since they went down the road of the union going, nope, we're not going to write just strictly sports articles. We want to infuse all the rest of it. They're absolute trash, and they deserve to go into the trash can. Now, with that being said, please be smart, be safe, be kind, and by being kind, I mean there's nothing kinder than speaking the truth. Make sure you eat all of your meals today. And as always, Matthew 5:47.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.